The Northern Village of La Loche says contact tracing has identified more presumptive cases of COVID-19. No official number has been provided as the community is waiting test results, which could come later today. La Loche did not report any new cases on Saturday. Currently, La Loche and the Clearwater River Dene Nation have 24 confirmed coronavirus cases. The province has offered the local school, social housing units, and mobile trailers to serve as isolation units. The English River First Nation, meanwhile, says it needs more support to help fight the spread of COVID-19. Councillor Katrina Maurice says as cases rise in the far north, she hopes the provincial government will be focused on her area. English River has 4 coronavirus cases, but contact tracing could reveal more. And a northern MLA says the province was weeks behind in closing down travel to the north. On Friday, the government restricted all non-critical travel and discouraged travel between northern communities. Athabasca MLA Buckley Belanger says the provincial government has shown a lack of leadership, abandoning the north by not adequately resourcing municipalities for the pandemic. Last week, Northern Mayors estimated they needed $10 million. Premier Scott Moe says he has not had a lot of time to consider their request, but committed to working with individual communities to address their needs. A long-serving chief of the Canoe Lake Cree First Nation has died. According to the band, Guy LaRivière succumbed to pneumonia on Friday morning in hospital. Councillor Wilfred Iron says LaRivière had a big impact on the community.
Oh, it's a tragic loss to our community and everything, because he was a former chief and former FSI and senator. He sat in council for 2 terms in 1988 to 1992, and he was a chief for 8 terms.
The Federation of Sovereign Indigenous Nations has also offered its condolences to LaRivière's family and the Canoe Lake Cree First Nation. Ice breakup on the North Saskatchewan River has caused some damage along the banks in Prince Albert. The city reports that the spring breakup occurred around 3 a.m. Sunday. It caused flooding at the Little Red River Park and along Rotary Trail. Water levels peaked before noon Sunday, and Prince Albert's director of public works says they appear to be steadily declining. The city says people have been coming to the riverbank for a look, and they're reminded to maintain a distance of 2 meters between each other. A new poll says half of Canadians surveyed report their mental health has worsened due to the COVID-19 pandemic.
The Angus Reid poll aims to shine a light on how the economic uncertainty and social distancing measures brought on by the pandemic have affected our psychological well-being. Pollsters asked people to describe their primary feelings in recent weeks. 44% said they're worried, 41% said they're anxious, 30% said they're bored. But a third, 34%, also say they're grateful. Don Kelly, The Canadian Press, Toronto.
Canada's top military officer is urging his troops to reach out for help if it's required. The use of mental health services for military personnel has reached an all-time low. General Jonathan Vance says stress and anxiety is being felt by many members of the forces. There's been an increase in demand at civilian crisis centers. Most Canadian military personnel are isolating at home to ensure they remain healthy for whenever the forces are called upon to assist with the pandemic or a natural disaster. Prime Minister Justin Trudeau says thousands of businesses have applied for the federal government's wage subsidy program. The emergency measure will cover 75% of wages for employers that have seen sharp declines in revenue.
To access the 75% wage subsidy for your employees, go online through Canada.ca to reach this portal. Whether you're a charity that employs 200 people or a fast-growing startup that employs just 20, you will be eligible to up to $847 per week per employee.
Applications opened early this morning and payments can be retroactive to the middle of March. Members of Parliament will hold their first virtual House of Commons session tomorrow. A special in-person sitting will also be held on Wednesday. The Prime Minister says his government is working with the other federal political parties to establish support mechanisms for students. And Prime Minister Trudeau says the federal government has no plans to close borders or restrict movement between the different regions to prevent the spread of COVID-19. The premiers of Ontario and Quebec are getting ready to release information on their plans for reopening their economies. In Ontario, there have been 2,424 new COVID-19 cases reported and 57 new deaths. 17 of the deaths occurred in long-term care homes. Quebec has also experienced coronavirus outbreaks at its seniors' homes. Premier François Legault plans to unveil his strategy for reopening tomorrow.